We're still talking about it, seeing in the spirit, retaining your vision, seeing in the spirit and retaining that which you see. We've been teaching on how you can see in the spirit and how you can operate in the spirit and how God can speak to you in the spirit. So today we're talking about how to retain that vision. What are the things you ought to do to retain the way you see in the spirit? What are the things you ought to do to retain the way you operate in the spirit? So you see through dreams, you see through visions, you see through open vision, you see through scriptures. There are many ways you see in the spirit. But how do you retain it to be sure that everything you see is from God? The Bible said that the devil can come as an angel of light. Is that correct? The Bible said that the devil can come as an angel of light. So how do you know that this vision I'm having is of the Lord? How do you know that that creature or that spiritual being that appeared before you to pass along this message is of the Lord? How can you tell that that dream you had is from God? I told you that one of the ways you can tell that the dream is from God is that whenever you had such a dream, whenever you have a prophetic dream, you wake up. Even if the devil gives you a vision, you wake up. If the Father gives you a vision, you wake up. Because one of the things about vision is that it brings passion. It brings curiosity. It terrifies at times. Yes. Terrifies you. You can have a vision of someone dying and you just wake up. And you begin to ponder. What will I do? What will I do? Whenever visions or dreams come, they come with question. Because it's always going to come like a puzzle for you to solve. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we talk about there are two major ways to retain your vision, to retain your seeing, to retain your open vision, to retain your understanding, to retain what you see in the spirit. Two ways. One, consecration. Two, through study materials. One, consecration. Now, consecration is one of, you know, there are different kinds of consecration. Most of you that are in the foundational class would already understand what consecration means, because we dive deep into it. Now, what is consecration? It's an action of making or declaring something sacred. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we talk about there are two major ways to retain your vision, to retain your seeing, to retain your open vision, to retain your understanding, to retain what you see in the spirit. Two ways. One, consecration. Two, through study materials. One, consecration. Now, consecration is one of, you know, there are different kinds of consecration. Most of you that are in the foundational class would already understand what consecration means, because we dived deep into it. Now, what is consecration? It's an action of making or declaring something sacred. Do you know what they call sacred? Holy. If they say here is a sacred ground, it means it's not a place where you go to joke or a place where you go to play. When they say that this place is a sacred ground, what does it mean? It means that this place is a holy ground. That it's not that human made it holy. It's because there is a spirit that lives and dwells there. And that spirit is a Holy Spirit. The shrine of the Ezemor is a sacred ground. The shrine of those Amadioha is a sacred ground. I told you something about shrines. That shrines are built in a way that they can trap a spirit. This is me. Catch me. That is what I'm looking for. So when they say a place is sacred, now in this situation, the Bible said in the book of Romans 12 verse 1, I'm going to use this scripture to bring to light how to consecrate yourself. One of the things you must know about consecration is that you must first of all understand that your body is what? The temple of the Lord. The best consecration that the Lord wants is the consecration of your body. The second is your soul. Your spirit he already has. If you can consecrate your body, of course you know that if you must control the body, you must control what? The soul, because it's the soul that controls the body. So to consecrate the body means to change the soul thinking. He said, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, sacred. Holy means sacred. Holy. and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. The first way to worship God is to present your body as a sacrifice to Him, so that whatever that comes out of you can glorify Him. So when you say, Adonai, then this, the thing that comes out, the soul, the spirit, and the body, and everything will come in holy worship. So consecration means to secrete, to call a place or to bring something into holiness. And the Bible said that there is a way to do this consecration. Give me King James. Now, King James will say present. No, just give me King James. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren. I beseech you therefore, brethren. Some translation will say, I present by the mercies of God that you present, that ye present, that ye present. What does it mean to present? To give. To offer. What do you do to a gift? You present a gift. When you present a gift, do you still have it? No. It has been given. When you give someone, that's why gifts are called presents. Hey, I received a present from him. Oh, I received a present. You know why it's called present? It's something you didn't work for. If through me I brought you a gift, will you say I received a present? Say I received what I paid for. But a present is something you don't really have. It's something you give willingly. That means God will not force you, even though he knows that your body, he has paid for it. We read a scripture that said that you are bought for a price. You were bought with a price. That you were bought with what? With a price. And what is that price that you were bought with? You were bought with the blood of Jesus Christ to present your body. You no longer have access to your body. That is why the Bible said that no sin so much affects the Father than the sin of sexual immorality. And the Bible said that one reason of consecration is that you, hello, are you with me? Are you with me? You need to be with me. Or you will be against me. If you are not with me, you are what? Against me. So if I say Holy Ghost fire, I will look at you. The fire has to burn you. If it doesn't burn you, we use that thing they use in removing bonumili from people. Praise the Lord Jesus. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies, he's pleading with you by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy. So you can present it, but if it's unholy, he will reject it. We saw it in the scripture. Cain brought an offering. Abel brought an offering. One was holy, one was unholy. And God accepted the holy sacrifice. He said, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. A sacrifice. That means you are alive while you are slain. You are alive, but you are dead. You are alive, but you have counted yourself dead to Christ. Which means that everything I have belongs to Him. Every part of my body belongs to Him. Every fiber belongs to Him. Which means I no longer have access to myself. Even though I can raise my hands, I will raise it to the glory of God. That's why the Bible says, in all things you do, do it to the glory of the Father. For you are God's own property. Consecration is the one way you can retain yourself. There are different kinds of consecration. You can consecrate yourself. But one of the primary consecration that you need is your body consecration and your soul consecration. You can say consecration that every Monday I'm fasting, dry fasting. Every Monday. So no matter whatever that is happening, even if you fail to eat food on Sunday, on Monday you will consecrate for fasting. You can say my consecration is that every day I will not eat more than one plate of food. That is consecration. But whenever you are making a consecration, make sure there is something they call the law of replacement. So when you make a consecration that I will stop taking coke, you must be taking something else to replace coke. You know, some of us, that is how we fast. Some of you will say, I want to have alone time with God. I want to go set apart. If you go set apart and you come back, and an addiction that you are, you see, set apart are for researches for the kingdom. So if I am to say I am going for a set apart, There must be a mission for that set apart. God must speak to me. Father, I need clarity in my life. Father, I need answer in my life. Father, I need to understand this scripture. Then you set yourself apart. So if you are setting yourself apart, are you setting yourself apart to understand the mystery of the blood of Jesus? If it is the mystery of the blood of Jesus, you must get all the tapes on the blood of Jesus. So while you are in a set apart, you are studying the tape of the blood of Jesus. Not while you are in a set apart, you are watching Telegram. Anyone, whenever, who will make your hands up? No. Nobody will hands up there. You are alone. Set apart is an isolation from the surrounding of the world. The book of Jeremiah said that when he formed me, he set me apart. So there was a consecration even when you are in the mother's womb. Do you know why a child is in the womb and not in the belly? But the womb is in the belly. Why can't we remove the womb and the child will just exhibit with the intestine and everything? No. You see, why the child is in the womb, the child is in a set apart. You didn't. Should I tell you about these things? You are not here with me. Mother, some abana. Having a belle de bon, no be womb de carry. Why was it that the child was harnessed in the womb, set apart? In that set apart, everything the child needs is coming to the child. When the time comes for the child to leave, the child begins to kick. Said, it is time. I've understood that it is time. My system is ready for the world. And the mother said, there is a problem, doctor. Doctor, I feel this. And when it's time, he breaks the water. And they say, there is a water break. And the mother could not walk again. Saying, hold me. That time she can bite you and it will be legal. You can't judge her for biting. She can slap you and you say, thank you, honey. Anything she does that time is justified. Because a birth is coming forth. And when the child comes, if the child does not cry, they will hit the child. And the baby will scream, I'm here. I'm ready for the word. Sabira mana no secret. That is a set apart. If you come for a set apart, you must learn something. When there is something you don't understand, you go for a set apart. That set apart is shooting God. He said, I'm removing. Some of you, your set apart, you sit at home and you watch Telemundo from morning to night. That is not set apart. That is fun apart. May the Lord give you understanding. That is fun apart. So if I am saying that I want to consecrate my Monday, then if my Monday, I'm saying, okay, this Monday, now I have the money to eat for 3 square meals, and a plate of food is maybe 700 that I spend, for example. You know how much you're spending. So if I spend 700 in the morning, 700 in the afternoon, and 700 in the night, I know the total of the amount. So, and I'm saying that I am consecrating this day. I'm telling you another part of consecration. Okay, so I eat once in a day. You see, those two, morning and evening money, are no longer yours. Give it to the beggar. Consecration has to be painful. That is why it's called consecration. It's denial. Set apart. There was a consecration God gave to Ezekiel. He said, you will lie in one of your hands for so days. That was the consecration. John the Baptist was consecrated that he feed on honey and locusts. That is a consecration. His life was lived in the desert. That's a consecration. Jesus Christ came to this earth knowing that he would reject, went to the cross. That is a consecration. He didn't sin even once. No sin was found in him. No atom of sin. He was slain and there was no stain in him. Consecration. That is consecration. When you said, I won't fornicate till I get married, that is a consecration. But that consecration is not complete until you got married without that. No matter how hard things are, I will remain faithful to God. If I will be in the church and there is no transport, I must be in that church. I remember a prophet friend of mine, he told God that any day he misses service, God should take away 1 year in his life. I don't go and do such a, because you might miss 1 year. And then the next Sunday will just die. Consecration. Let's look at scriptures. Give me the book of 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Okay, first of all, give me Joshua. Give me Joshua 3 verse 5. And Joshua said unto the people, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow. The Lord will do amazing things among you. Consecrate yourself. Sanctify yourself. Purify yourself for tomorrow. So consecration is another form of purity before the Father. There is a level of consecration you will have with the Father. You can say, Father, let my consecration answer this prayer. And the Lord will look and check the track record, how you have been faithful in your consecration. And if eventually your consecration amounts to much in the spirit, the Lord will grant that request. It's through your consecration. Moses said something. He said, if you will destroy these people, then take my name from the book of life. His consecration was able to speak because his body was holy. You see, Moses was, his body was so purified that they said that even at the age of 120 years, his body, his skin looked like that of a baby. There was no eye issue. There was no. How can you imagine a man that constantly dwells in the presence of God? Consecration. If there is constant consecration of studying the word, you must have time you study the word. You don't just come and study the word whenever you feel like. You must plan yourself. That is consecration. Plan yourself that by 3 p.m. I'm studying the word and I will spend 1 hour. Then you consecrate yourself that time. So by that 3 p.m. you're studying. So every time you have time that you gaze the word of God. And once that 3 p.m. reaches, the angel that is in charge of interpreting that scripture for you will be there present. Consecration. Consecration. Our Christian life has been mocked because we don't have consecration. Consecration. What are you consecrating for? Lord, every last Friday of the month, I'm fasting for you. Every last Friday of the week, I'm fasting for you. Lord, no week will pass by without me fasting. Lord, every 6 o'clock, I will come and pray. Even if I'm tired, I pray. Even if I miss it today, I will miss it tomorrow. I'm consecrating. I'm consecrating. I'm making room for God. I'm making room for a conversation with God. If by 3 p.m. I must go and see God, once 3 p.m. reach, even if it's 2 minutes, but let it be that I came before His presence. I'm giving Him my time. There's a song we always sing. My lifetime. That you will give God your lifetime. See, consecration does not stop you from being holy. Consecration is part of your what will I say? Your part of your holiness, so that you won't get confused. It's just that it's the time that you seek more of Him. You seek more of Him, depth of Him. It's consecration that will make you see money on the ground. You know that this person, this brother, did not know that this money fell from his pocket. And you know that this brother has money. So money is not his problem. It's consecration that will make you see that money, you pick that money and return it to that brother. It's consecration. Denial of self. It's consecration that will make you to run away from the sin of masturbation. It's not just by prayer. Because consecration breaks addictions. Consecration is the ability for you to replace whatever addiction you have with the holy addiction. I don't know. I don't know if I'm in the right class. Is this Watchtower? Give me the book of 1 Peter 2 verse 9. He said, but you are chosen, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. Look at what the Bible said. He said you were a chosen people. You see, what Jesus did was that He chose you, took you out of sin, then sanctified you, purified you, made you worthy, consecrated you, took you out and showed you to the world and said, this my son is perfect. Now what the devil does is to come and examine what the Lord has said. You said he is perfect, let's see. He said, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Are you seeing it? A people belonging to God. I don't know you as you are, except you take over. I cannot see you as you are, except you take over. Don't worry. Until he takes over. That is consecration. What is your consecration to the Father? On Fridays, I must be in church. Whether people are in the church or not, I am coming to church to pray. On Thursday, I am coming to church to pray. I don't care whether people are there or not. If I come and the gate is locked, I stand outside and I pray. What the Islamic has, the Muslim have, is called consecration. When it's time for prayer, they don't care. Even on the mirror, they'll put their mat and they'll bow. Consecration. Consecration. No matter how they do, no matter the distraction you bring, consecration. But you now, grace. Grace is wonderful, but don't abuse it. Know the grace is there. Pretend like it's not there and live a holy life. It will help you. Consecration. Even when you are broken, even when your heart is broken, you still come to the house of God. And they give you the mic, you still lead that worship. Consecration. Even when your heart is heavy, you just lost a loved one, your heart is heavy, but you can still hold that mic. And with tears in your eyes and glorify him. Even when you lost a loved one, you can stand beside that loved one and still be saying thank you. Consecration. You are dead to the system of this world. How does consecration help us in our vision? Because I have a meeting time with the Father. You know, some of you have not gotten a meeting time with the Father. One of the best ways to have a meeting time with the Father, have a chair if you can. Now, I don't have a chair where I do this, but I've seen people that it worked for and I've invited people to do it. You can have a particular chair that when you want to speak to God, you can sit down and keep the chair. Then while you sit, you face the chair and you talk. Empty everything. Don't make your prayer too religious. Shabba, 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 shabba. Come, Lord, I need us to talk. I know I'm supposed to say thank you, but now see, my heart is very heavy. Forgive me. Let's talk, Father. You see, on my way now, coming back, you know, or maybe mistakenly, you now say, God is my witness. Oh, sorry, I know you are here. You know that I am not at fault. This young man just came, hit my vehicle. You are there. You saw it. And when I tried to raise voice, because he has money, he oppressed me. You were there. Now I have bills to pay. I don't know how to pay that bills. You have touched my spirit and you know there is no way I can get that money to pay this bill. You know there is nobody. I don't want to start calling my uncles for help, except you are leading me to call them. I'm troubled in my heart. As it is now, I don't even know how to pray to you. I don't even know. I feel weak to communicate to you now. This was not who I used to be, Father. I'm finding myself. I'm lost. Please, first of all, help me for my prayer and help me with these issues. Battles everywhere. I know you will speak to me now as I'm speaking. And I know I might not be able to understand what you are saying, because I know I have not trained myself to hear you. But I know you are a being that is intelligent and you can speak to me in a way I will understand. You see, I'm helpless. I have come to the end of my journey here. Now I am about to sleep. please speak to me. What you did is called prayer. No tonguing, but that is prayer. Pure prayer. That is what they call an outpour of your heart to the Father. Complete outpour. That is you speaking to Him. And He loves you because your heart is pure. For a contrite heart you cannot reject. Open, broken, this is me. You will see, you will sleep. You will have a sound sleep. You will wake up stronger. You can't explain it. Even if you don't have a dream that day, the answer has been given. There are times me, your pastor, I come before God, I don't know what to say. I will just kneel down here and cry as much as I can. Oh, you have not seen me cry. Oh, you don't know, we cry at the altar too. We'll come before the altar of God. There is no words to come out. You can't utter words. It's so heavy. You kneel and you are crying. While you are crying, the Lord will say, tell me something. Don't just keep mute. Say something. And you say, Father, let my cry speak. You say, say something. And as you are speaking, you are crying. You are speaking, you are crying. You are talking off point. Don't worry about it. Sometimes he will tell you, just be praying in tongues. You can't even pray in tongues. You don't know. Some of you might have experienced something like this. You can't utter word. Nothing will come out. Then you say, Father, let my sacrifice speak. Let my sacrifice speak. That is when your consecration begins to talk. There are times I come before God. I have four major times I meet God every day. I come to that time, I don't know what to tell Him. I say, I just spoke to you a few hours ago. Now I'm here again to talk again. Father, I don't know what to say. Then He will start speaking. And one of the ways the Lord speaks to you is that He gives you joy. It's not the joy you start laughing like a fool, but you have what they call inner peace. He's there already. That time He's just tapping you. He knows what you go through. Remember that Jesus came as a man and experienced everything men experience. So that thing you are calling pain, He has felt it. He knows. So when the Father say, why is that boy not speaking? You say, Father, that is the human nature. I was once like that. I know how painful it is. Remember when I was about to go to the cross of Calvary, I couldn't utter words. And the Father would say, okay. But the funny thing is that the same thing Jesus felt, the Father felt it. So the Father knows. We must build our life to the place of consecration. It's your consecration that makes you, because when you consecrate, you feed yourself. It's your consecration that gives you. Consecration is a principle on its own. You are a principled man. Women moves you. Any woman you see that is in skates, your entire body begins to move. Your consecration is that you won't shake any woman. I don't care who she is. So any woman that says, God bless you, say, God bless you. She extends her hand, you lift the hand. It's not pride. It's consecration. You know who you are. If you touch her, your mumu button will enter. You are avoiding that button. And God will see your consecration and come to your rescue. You can't help yourself in this journey. Anytime they give you money for church, you don't want to buy chin chin and biscuits. I'm sorry, sir. I don't want to handle the church money anymore. What happened, sir? Sir, the Lord told me so. Yes, the Lord is actually saying it. Because as long as you are stealing from Him, He will be cursing you. But He knows it's a weakness. So once you know it's a weakness, you absent yourself from it. Anytime you want a particular movie, your body will be doing you somehow. You avoid that movie. That is consecration. If every Nigerian movie affects you, Oga, banned it in your life. You are helping yourself grow. Consecrations. So the time you are supposed to be watching that Telemundo, you replace it with reading the scripture. So if you watch Telemundo for 3 hours and you know you find it hard to read scripture, sacrifice the Telemundo, come read 1 hour, go and sleep. Consecration. Consecration. Some of you might have a particular spot where you pray in the house. Once 3 naps, you go to that spot. That is how you build altars. First of all, you are a living altar, of course. Then one other way you can build an altar in your house. Not by putting crucifix. Other nonsense. Take those things and burn them. They are not Christ, it's not in them. You are Him. When I see you, I see Him. When I look at you, I see Him. Emmanuel, I want to see you. Emmanuel. That is how you become Him. Emmanuel. Because if you put gadgets, everything you put there, you don't know when you put demon and you bow to them. And any spirit that you bow to becomes your master. But when you are the, and sometimes when you bow to those images there and you bow to them and you think it is God, anytime you have an attack, you wish you had one of those images. The Holy Ghost is not in the cross you put on your neck. It is not in the thing you put in your hand that you wear. It is not in stickers. You can't bring Him to a man-made thing. The Holy Ghost lives in me. I am the temple of the Lord. The Holy Ghost is not in any oil. Higher. But He can walk through oil and walk through materials, but He is not there. The Holy Ghost is not a dove. He's the power of God. So when you come, they will see the Holy Ghost. Where is the Holy Ghost? I am here. He has sent me. What did he take him? He has sent me. Where is Jesus? I am here. He said, show us the Father that we may see. He said, have I been with you so long that you don't know the Father? That when you see me, you see Him. He said, if you obey my commandments and you love me, I and the Father will come and dwell inside of you. So when they see you, they see Him. When they see me, they see you. He said, let this mind which is in Christ be in you. Let the kind of brain and thinking faculty Jesus has be in you. So that when people speak to you, they can say, we have heard Him. He has spoken to us. Oh. What can more? If one yana si una biala. Oh. Oh. Hey. Oh, hey, my light, oh. You don't need any substance to manifest Him. You carry Him. You are the embodiment of the Holy Ghost. Where is the Holy Ghost? I present myself as a vessel, holy and acceptable. Consecration. Do you notice that everyone that encountered Jesus received an answer? If they don't receive an answer, they receive an instruction. Everyone that gazed on Him, that saw Him, there was an answer. Jesus had the answer to every question. Not just because He is God, but because He is someone that gave into consecration. And one of His major consecration was His body, His soul, and books. We want to talk about it. So I ask you today, because today you will make a date with God. The same way you go on a date with women, you have to go on a date with God. See, I want your imagination to be wild. Can you someday try this? Can you someday go to the market as a bachelor and buy 2 plates of food? And when you come to your house, you serve yours and serve the Holy Ghost own. And you sit down and say, Holy Ghost, have dinner. And when you are done, you begin to prophesy how much you love Him. Can you try the Holy Ghost? My spiritual womb. It oppressed me. It oppressed me. It oppressed me. Onatamatai. need a fresh me. My spiritual womb need a fresh me. Need a fresh me. Onatama tae, my spiritual womb need a fresh me. Need a fresh me. Do you understand? See, there are some things you will do that God cannot resist but to come. Our brother took every dime he had and gave. And I don't think it was up to a month or so. And God answered. You know, he will always answer. He was crying. He was just crying. Hey. I said, see, I thought he was just, look at this man. He was just crying. I said, look at this man. You see, when the power of God comes, he will overwhelm you. If God answers your prayer, it overwhelms you. Your laughter is not enough to give him. You don't know how to express what he has done. When they say dance for him, you can't dance. You're not ready for him now. You can come to the altar of God and God will say, start dancing. You don't know how to dance, but he says, dance. And you begin to dance. Your whole body does not want to dance, but you are dancing. It's because it's not just by flesh, it's by the spirit. So make out time to consecrate yourself to God. In your 7 days, where is Jehovah Jireh? In your 7 days, where is Elohim? In your 7 days, where is Okwuriaja? In your 7 days, where is God Almighty? In your 7 days, where is the Holy Ghost? Where is His time? We must make time for Him. That is why you come to a church, there is always time for prayer. That time for prayer is, no matter how busy you are, if you can follow the timetable of the church for time of prayer, you will still be on fire. So when you come there and you can't pray, and you see brother so-so-so and sister so-so praying, something will happen because they are building energy. Something will happen, a transfer will come on you, and energy to tarry will come. That is why we give you time. That's why we have covenant hour in Watchtower. A place where you just come and sit with the Holy Ghost and you begin to pray. Once the time, we don't miss it. Once the time hits, bam, everybody's there. A time will come, even when you travel abroad, once that time reaches, something in you will quicken and begin to pray. I've seen myself sleep and my mouth pray in the Holy Ghost. Not once, not twice. I've seen it happen. You have built yourself. One day I was sleeping and my mouth was praying. My uncle opened the door and saw me. He was scared. And the moment he opened the door, before he came, I sensed him in my spirit. As he opened the door, I opened my eye. My tongue was praying and I got up. He was shocked and terrified. He might be saying, witchcraft. What sorcery? You see, the witchcraft we have done is greater than all witches. We are in the Holy Ghost craft. Hey! Those amounts that fly at night are people that don't have job. We will sleep, and when they come to attack, we deal with them. Hey! My God. Give me Romans 6, verse 13, before we go to the next one. Consecration. Do not offer the part of your body to sin. Say consecration. He said, do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the part of your body to Him as instrument of righteousness. If you see me and you can't find Christ in me, there is a problem with me. If you look at my lifestyle and you can't see Jehovah Jireh, there is a problem with me. It means I have not yielded completely, or it means I'm still growing. Of course, we are all growing, but people should look at you and say, Kai, there is Christ. There is Christ. There is Christ. When people sit with you, your conversation will show there is Christ. That is consecration. There are kinds of consecration. I will teach you on consecration, a full teaching on consecration, it might take us 3 weeks to digest. That is 3 meeting days. He said, do not offer the part of your body to sin. If your body is whole consecrated, any part of you. We finished one of our classes, and some people came and met me. They said, why is it you talk about healing like it's so easy? I said, because it is easy. He said, you made it look like it's so easy. I said, because it is easy. Jesus said that this time will follow them. I will lay hand. He didn't say that fasting and prayer, that I have to fast and pray too much to heal the sick. He said, if I lay hand, they will be sick. So all I need, and he said that what pleases him is faith. There is a place of prayer, there is a place of fasting. But healing, I lay hand, bam, you are healed. Am I the one healing? No, it's the Holy Ghost healing. I'm just making myself available. But if there is no consecration, there will be difficulties. Because he cannot find expression in you. He said, do not offer. He said, do not offer the part of your body to sin as instrument. Give me NLT. Give me NLT in this translation. I want NLT here. I might even enjoy TLB later. He said, do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. He said, do not let any part of your body, any part of your body, your head, your eyes, do not let any part of your body to be an instrument to sin. Instead, give yourself completely to God. Completely, wholeheartedly sacrifice yourself to God. For you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Give me TLB if you have it. He said, do not let any part of your bodies become tool of wickedness. Sin is wickedness. Evil thoughts, planning evil for people, wickedness. To be used for sinning. But give yourself completely to God, every part of you. Your time, God. Your morning, God. Your afternoon, God. Find him in every part of your life. So it is when you are able to consecrate yourself, then when God speaks, you can stand up and say, I know this voice. The devil got nothing on me. So he can't have access to this body. You see, the only time the devil can have access to your body is when you have not fully given full consecration. So that part where there is no consecration, he will speak through it. But at the level you will consecrate yourself, 80% of the visions and the dreams you have is from God. Simple. There are some people the devil cannot mess with their mind. There are some people that if the devil come and mess with their mind, they will go before the courtroom of God and summon the devil. They will sanction him for that. Oh, you don't eat scripture now, Job. You're looking at me like, where? The devil could not get to Job because there was an age around Job. And the devil had to go to heaven. He asked for, you see, he doesn't touch anything. See, even the children of Job were misbehaving. The devil did not have right to touch them. Because one man covered the whole family. And the devil came to do his own work. And father said, where are you coming from? He said, to and fro. He said, have you seen my servant? If God calls you a servant in the spirit, there is something. He said, have you seen my servant, Job? He said, is it not because you put an edge around him that we can't touch him? It's because the Bible said that Job will wake up. He will make a sacrifice to God. He will say to himself, I don't know if any of my child have sinned against God. Thereby, let me make an offering to God. So it's like he wakes up in the morning and go before God and say, Lord, I know to my best that I've lived your way, I've kept your command, but I am praying now for my children and asking mercy on their behalf because I don't know what they have done. So he will pray and his prayer will cover his children. So even the devil cannot touch it because of the barbed wire. It is hard to kick against the barbed wire that the Arame will say. And the devil could not find a fault in him. He had money and used it for God. And God said, don't worry, go, I'll remove the edge. Hi! And then the devil came. Because, you see, when the glory of God comes, it covers your weaknesses. You see, while Job was enjoying that thing, he had a fear. And the fear was losing everything he had. So when that edge was removed, the devil came to the fear. Touch here and touch here. Job said, I'll remain with God. Tore his clothes and said, I'll remain with God. Everything he had was taken from him. Business, children, everything. He lost everything. He went back to dust. And he said, what I feared the most has come upon me. But even then, he refused to deny God. But one day it was so much, he forced out to God. He said, what have I done? You must take my life. Then take my life. And the Lord spoke. He said, oh, Job, you can speak. And Job said, I'm sorry. He said, oh, you are the one that stretched the heavens. You know the four pillars that guided the earth. You know where the sea started and where the earth ends. You know it. And Job said, what do I know? God said, call your friends and bless them. And he applied the principle. He blessed them. And everything he lost was doubled. He didn't marry double wife, please. So if he had 7,000 goats, he got 14,000 goats. Gave birth to many children. And God gave him extra 100 and something years. Oh, you didn't read that part? His life was added. He saw his children to the fourth generation. And he was young. There is a secret to long life. Are you finding it from Job? Consecration. Consecrate yourself. Have book of prayer. Have names of people you pray. Keep their names. Bring it. Men of God, bring their names. Write it. Bring people in your family. Write this one. When you are done praying for them, then pray. As you are praying for them, lay hand. Call their name. Pray in tongues. Declare word over them. Most of them will receive strange breakthroughs. They don't know where it's coming from. The day any of them will point hand at you, and you say, oh, don't worry. The Lord will judge. Everything that one has received through your prayer, will you lose it? Now, don't go and be. let's stop there. Let's not go there. The second one is study materials. Study materials. Joshua 1 verse 8 to 9. One of the ways to retain your ability to see in the spirit is through studying of Christian materials. Now give me NIV on this. You must give time to books. You must give time to sermons. He said, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Prosperous does not mean have more money than Elon Musk. Of course, we know these people are. There is a spirit that is backing them up in everything they're doing. So they're not even good for comparison. So now, so prosperous, for someone to be prospering, does not mean that one is so wealthy. It means he's content, he's okay, there's a steady income flow. And when God gives you prosperity, he prospers your soul. So when the blessings of God comes to you, it gives you peace. That's why the Bible said that the blessings of God maketh the man rich and added no sorrow. It removes sorrow because there will be laughter. You know, have you ever asked yourself how you were able to survive that tragic challenge you faced in your life? You thought you were going to die in that situation, but you are here. How? You thought you figured it out. You didn't figure it out. The Lord figured it out for you. Have you gotten to the point? I've gotten to a point when there is no 1 naira in my account. There's no 5 naira, nothing, no cup anywhere. And I don't have hope of anyone helping me. Oh, I've gotten to that point. And I had to just trust God. I was with a friend of mine. I don't really have much friends, but I was with a friend of mine. And he was sharing me something. I came one day. A man came and told me something. The man said, man of God, I was coming. The Lord said I should give you this. So, but because I don't want to miss the teaching that you're having today, so I was not able to go to the bank to get it. So, when you are done praying for me, I'll go and get it. The Lord told me, I said, no, don't worry about it, it's fine. We don't need money to pray for you. So I prayed for this young man. The young man left. A month passed, 2 months. I've totally forgotten about it because we don't do what we do because of what you give to us. There is a reward that I give to us. So something happened. On one day like that, the young man came. The young man walked in and came. The second one is study materials. Study materials. Joshua 1 verse 8 to 9. One of the ways to retain your ability to see in the spirit is through studying of Christian materials. Now give me NIV on this. You must give time to books. You must give time to sermons. He said, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Prosperous does not mean have more money than Elon Musk. Of course, we know these people are, there is a spirit that is backing them up in everything they're doing. So they're not even good for comparison. So now, so prosperous, for someone to be prospering, does not mean that one is so wealthy. It means he's content, he's okay, there's a steady income flow. And when God gives you prosperity, he prospers your soul. So when the blessings of God comes to you, it gives you peace. That's why the Bible said that the blessings of God maketh a man rich and added no sorrow. It removes sorrow because there will be laughter. You know, have you ever asked yourself how you are able to survive that tragic challenge you faced in your life? You thought you were going to die in that situation, but you are here. How? You thought you figured it out. You didn't figure it out. The Lord figured it out for you. Have you gotten to the point? I've gotten to a point where there is no 1 naira in my account. There's no 5 naira, nothing, no cup or anywhere. And I don't have hope of anyone helping me. Oh, I've gotten to that point. And I had to just trust God. I was with a friend of mine. I don't really have much friends, but I was with a friend of mine. And he was sharing me something. I came one day. A man came and told me something. The man said, man of God, I was coming. The Lord said I should give you this. So, but because I don't want to miss the teaching that you're having today, so I was not able to go to the bank to get it. So, when you are done praying for me, I'll go and get it. The Lord told me. I said, no, don't worry about it. It's fine. We don't need money to pray for you. So I prayed for this young man. The young man left. A month passed, 2 months. I've totally forgotten about it because we don't do what we do because of what you give to us. There is a reward that I give to us. So something happened. On one day like that, the young man came. The young man walked in and came. He came. I looked at him. I said, I know you. I prayed in tongues. The Lord downloaded everything about him to me. I said, you are the one that came to us. He said, yes. And he brought it in an envelope and gave to me. The Lord told me the exact amount that was in that envelope. And the Lord said, but that money is not yours. I said, okay. He said, you see, that money, you will give it to somebody, a friend of yours. You will give it to a friend of yours. He said, the reason why I didn't want him to bring that money was because your friend will be needing this money. So I have to cancel him from coming to give you that money. I said, okay, fine. So after a while, I was restless. I called my friend. I said, I need to see you. He said, oh, I'm coming. And I came and I said, this is what the Lord said I should give you. He said, you see, he said, whenever I send something to him, that it is when he is in desperate need of that same thing. You must know what the Father is saying. There are some things you have that are not yours, that you thought they are yours. I finished the program in a very nice place, and they blessed me. They gave me a good honorarium, and I took it. I was happy, but I wanted to return it back. And the Lord said, I know you want to return this gift back to the people that gave it to you. You see, if you return this gift back, this person will be happy and they will say you are humble. But I don't want you to do it because you will receive that you are humble from them. Don't give it to them. Let them think you exit. I will show you who to give it to. I wanted to give it back to those people to tell them that, see, I didn't do what I do for money. See, take back what you give to me. This is me supporting what you are doing. I only came to minister. The Lord said, no, you're not giving to that person. Let them see that you took the money, but I will tell you who to give it to. That same money, don't touch it. You must walk by God. Oh, this is also a part of a consecration where you are no longer yours, but God. I went to a church one day. I just went to the ATM, I loaded my pockets, in case I pour someone tomato. And I came to the church. I came and met a friend, prayed in the altar. I was about to leave. My friend came and met me, packed everything in his pocket, and put it in my hand. I said, "What is this?" He said, "The Lord said I should give this thing to you." The Lord told me immediately, said, "The same way He gave you everything in His pocket, take everything in your pocket and give to Him." I said, "God, look at how much He gave. Look at, you know, they see me. What do you give me now? You remember what is here?" He said, "Give everything." I took it. I said, "Thank you." I took the money right in front of him. I put this one inside. I dipped down there and brought it down and gave him. He counted it while he went out. He counted. He came back and said, "This is exactly my house rent." I said, "It's well." It was not well in my soul, but it was well in my mouth. Oh my God. I told him, "It's well." He couldn't express out the joy that came out of him. I sat down in that car and I said, "Lord, nowadays I will no longer walk with cash. I'll walk with ATM. Don't hold my card. No more withdrawal. Let's see how you will do it." So one day he came again. I said, "Open your account." I put, say, "Transfer this amount to this account." I said, "God, you can't, you don't know this God. You know, sometimes we use our human wisdom, but we forget this God. Sometimes he laughs from heaven. That is consecration. You can't know God except you make out time to study. You must get books and listen to books. Be intentional about it. Let this word of God not depart from you. Let me show you how one of the ways I pray. I come before God and I come with scriptures. When I face a challenge in my life, I come with a scripture. When I want something from God and I think the Father will almost try to deny it from me, I come with scriptures. When I come with scriptures, there is how you can't manipulate God. He allows you to manipulate Him. I plead my case. I tell Him Isaiah 41 verse 21. Let me show you how I do. I say, "God, I want something. I want something." He said, "Present your case," says the Lord. "Okay." He said, "Set forth your argument." I said, "Okay. Your scripture said I should bring my argument. All right, that is fine. Give me the book of Mark 11, 23. I'm presenting my argument before God through His scripture, through His word. He said, "I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believe that what he says will happen, it will be done to them, for them." So, this is the ability that whatever I ask, you, the Father, will give to me. And the Lord said, "Yes, son, I said it." I said, "Okay. All right." Matthew 18 verse 18. I'm showing you how I speak with him. Showing you conversation. Matthew 18 verse 18. And he said that whatever you and I accept on earth, he said, "I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So Father, what I do here affects what happened here." He said, "Yes." Hebrew 11 verse 6. That is, I'm presenting a case before God. You know, I'm giving him these things. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Romans 8 verse 32. So I believe you. which means that if I come to you, you must reward me. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him all for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Father, you said all things, there was nothing limited. Now I want the gift of wisdom. And scriptures, he can't resist it, because Jesus died that the promise in the Bible is mine. And when I am done, I sign my signature and drop the pen and look at him and wink at him and leave. I await for the blessings. You must know how to present your case. You don't know those things except through the word. So when you have enough of the word of God richly in you, even in your dream, when Lucifer appears and said, I will destroy you, you will tell him, the Bible said, I shall live and not die, because the word has entered your subconscious. Some of you can't quote scriptures in your dream. You've not built yourself to that level. Some of you can quote now, but in your dreams you can't quote. It means it has not entered the spirit. Because as you know it physically, even in the dreams you quote them. It's not a must you quote it by verse, know it. Isaiah 54, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and any tongue that rise up against me in judgment I shall condemn. This is the heritage of the Lord. He said in the book of Jeremiah, for I know the thought and the plans I have for you, the thought to prosper you, the thought not to harm you, the thought to give you an expected end. I know what he has for me. He said in the book of Matthew, he said that the thief cometh to steal, to kill, to destroy, but I come that which you have, you will have it and have it abundantly. I know what he's planned for me. I can't die. He said in the book of Psalm 91 that he that dwelleth in the secret of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So I can't die. He said, no evil shall come near my tent, for only with my eyes shall I look and see the reward of the wickedness, because I have made the Lord my God my dwelling place. Therefore, no evil shall come near my tent. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid of? Psalm 28, the Lord is my rock. You can't penetrate me. You can't kill me. And the Bible said that in him I live, in him I move, in him I find my being. The Bible said that I am hidden in Christ. The Bible said I am the salt of this earth. So the absence of me on this earth means this earth will be useless. You can't take me out of this earth. It's impossible. The Bible said I am the light of the world, and I am like a building set on the rock, that I can't hide myself. The devil, the essence of why you, the devil, saw me is because I am announced by God. I can't hide myself. And the Bible said that he is my rock and my foundation. And the Bible said, for what other foundation can any man lay than that which has been laid in Christ Jesus? I am on the foundation that can never be broken. If the Lord does not guide a territory, the man that guides it guides in vain. When you present scriptures, 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 you are sick. He said in the book of Isaiah, that see, he was slain for my transgression. He said he was striped, he was bruised and striped for my sickness. So every sickness I need healing for has been paid for. Before I was naturally born in this state, he has died. I am not 2,000 years old. How old am I? I'm not even up to 100 years old. So he paid before I came. My job is to take my healing from what he has done and finish it, the scripture. When you know these things, anytime you dream, you wake up, you interpret it by scriptures. People saw what we did during the foundational class. We interpreted a dream through the scripture. And God announced his presence. Every dream that comes from God, God will back it up with the scripture. The reason why that your dream, you don't know the scripture, because you don't read the word of God. If you read the word of God, you wake up, you understand if it's from God or from the enemy. You must make out time to listen to sermons. Get them, load them, listen to them. Be intentional. If your buttocks, they scratch you, hold them there. He has been scratching you and you are still poor. What has the scratching gotten you? Sit down and learn and know something. Tell your neighbor you must know something. You got to know something. That boy, a Christian, is an... is that with confidence? Is that CAK? A bird will fly at night. The whole neighbor is expecting you to do something. They went and called you, and you came. You are calling Pastor Emmanuel. Hey, Pastor. Nah, I don't know. I ran nonsense. Why are you there? Man of God, I have been praying. God is not hearing. God is not deaf. My God is not deaf. Go and pray. He said, I prayed for 2 weeks. He didn't speak. Go and learn how to hear the voice of God. How can God be quiet for 2 weeks? Even in his silence, he's speaking. You have to read the meaning. Everybody want you to give them the bread. They don't want to suffer. Tell them to go and read. Go and get sermons and listen. Take these 4 sermons and listen to it. They are lazy to listen to it. A man of God, I was there in the church. A young lady called me, said she wants me to pray for her so that she can hear the voice of the Lord. I told her, no. Go and buy a book called How to Be Led by the Spirit by Kenneth Hagin. The young lady bought the book and started hearing the voice of God. Does she need me to teach her? I told her, tell me what you learned in the book. She sent me about 9 minutes audio and explained the book in summary. I was shocked. She told me how God can speak through conscience. I was, you got this from that book? She said, yes. She said, much more. I said, now, do you need me to tell you anything? He said, no. I got this one. I was thrilled in my heart. Every day, teach me to hear. Come. What is the Lord saying? There are times you need to hear what the Lord is saying through your servant, through his servant. Yes. But there are some cases that you need to hear God for yourself. Study the word of God. Study the word of God. Force is not always easy. Force yourself. If it was easy, everybody would be born again. Everybody will operate in power if it was easy. It's not easy. You cultivate it. I remember when I used to take a particular drink called Coca-Cola. Most of you know that Coke is addictive. Once you take it, you like it. So my uncle had to stop buying it for me and replace it with bottled water. So he told me anytime I thirst for Coke, I should take bottled water. I started doing it. The water started tasting like Coke. So I can come and drink 4 in the morning. It was still my uncle that stopped bringing bottled water. I started buying pure water. Sachet water. He wanted to help me so that because I was younger, so it was in a plastic form. So to replace Coke, he had to bring something there. So I started drinking. When he spent that time, the crate he sold for $3.50 or so. That was when pure water was so. Some of you know. Law of replacement. I could drink that time 10 in the morning. That is how much the Coke was hungry. That was when they had 1 liter of Coke. We can drink it and not afraid of sugar. Not this one you drink now. Devil, you say diabetes is doing me. Our fathers drank some of those things. There's no diabetes. Study, get sermons, listen to them. While you are walking, put an earpiece. See, your earpiece is not meant for fancy. You don't go and spend 40,000 getting an earpiece just to look good. You're not foolish. Every dime you spend should be something that will add value to you. That is why God will find fun to give you more. You see, no matter how my phone falls on the ground, it can't break. It's impossible. Why should it break? Why should it break? I use it for the kingdom of God. How can it break? If it breaks, it means tomorrow someone will give me something better. That's how I think, God. That's how I think, and that's how it works for me. If you bash my car, I'm sure a new Jeep is coming. I don't care how it will come. God say, Emeka, it's time to go to Lagos. Okay, I'm coming. Just know that I'm trekking, sure, but I'm going. And when I enter bus and I'm praying there, and he sees that his son is uncomfortable, he will send one. When I come, I say, Father, my ways they pay me. You know, say that boss will enter. He say, okay, here I will stretch in the leg. Wow, okay. He has. God is not poor. See, God problem is not money. God problem is not money. If he send you, he will provide it. God problem is never money. If you are in line with what he wants to do, the capital has been sent. A time will come that when you make a decision in your heart, God will answer it just from your heart. You have had what they call synchronization of the spirit with him. That if you are thinking it, he's answering it as if you are saying it. Study. Get books. Read. Even if it takes you 1 month to finish the book, but make sure you are reading. Read. You can read a book under 2 days. You can read the same book under 1 month. It all depends on the depth of what you want to see. Read books and no more. Read books from good authors. Don't go and get any kind of nonsense book. Some of you are reading Da Vinci Code. I don't know what they call it. Read books. You have to read books that are informative. Books that have truths in them. Don't pollute this soul. Don't pollute this mind. Sit down and read books. Off that TV. There are times in my house. There are people here that have been in my house. Times in my house, I come back home. My wife served me food. I eat the food. I enter inside the room. Light is off. Sermon is playing. I'm lying down there. I listen to the sermon. Sometimes my wife come in. I'm praying in tongues. And when the time, this warfare, they don't end it. We battle forever. Did it for almost a month. Come back home. Enter inside. Sometimes I can come back, watch a movie. I don't like some of the movies they do. Just I can watch it maybe 30 minutes or just go in. As I'm going in, mommy is also trying to off the TV as well. There is no time. Early in the morning, time has come. You turn back, you're not seeing her again. She's in the room praying. There is no time. Build yourself. Carry these fires. So that I can call you on the phone and say, hey, sister, I need help right now in prayer. And you say, what are we doing? What war are we going? You say, I need some blessings right now. And you off your phone and you start, delay, brenesis. That is why I light you on fire. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, so that you burn. Some challenges have quenched some of our fire. We need someone else to light it. Nobody lights a lamp and hide it under the bed. You must raise it high for everyone to see. Someone like us, we can't hide. Even in the crowd, I can't hide. My height will give me up. That is how most of you are in the spirit. You can't even hide. Study. The more you keep studying, see, there are things God wants to speak to you, but you don't have the knowledge to understand that thing, so He won't speak to you about it. Why will God show you at the engine of a plane when you don't know what it looks like? Some of you have rejected what God has shown you, thinking it was demonic. And you say, no, 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 no. God showed you the thick forest and winning soul. You say, Obolimofiakanaga ministry, God forbid. And that destiny will lie there and wait. God has sent you to Ntoko. God said that is where you will start your ministry. Ntoko is where you will start. You say, no, 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 kidnapping, henchmen. If he's sending you, if the henchmen catch you, the henchmen will become born again and become disciples. See, we don't have ourselves. You don't have yourself. Make time to study the Word of God. It will help your vision. It will help you clear. When you wake up, you can know by books, by the volume of the books. Daniel was able to know by the volume of the book that they were in captivity, that the time that has been set has passed. It's almost passing. We need to intervene. And then the Bible said that the moment he set his heart upon that thing, the Lord answered. Some of you, there is a blessing that the Lord has released already, but it took you 5 years to receive it, and you come and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then you now do your hand again. I say, the Lord bless me with this and this. And God is in heaven saying, look at this guy. I sent this thing 6 years ago. Oh, God is getting it now. Oh, God, you are lazy. We must wake up. There are some things that God has given to you. Sound head is one of them. Sound mind is one of them. Peace is one of them. When you are in the bed and you can't sleep, the Bible said that he giveth sleep to his people. Why won't I sleep? He giveth rest. He giveth sleep. Why won't I sleep? Come on, get away out of sleep. Healing is for you. Healing is for you. That issue in your life, what has God said? If he has not said anything, don't stop till you find it. When you want, some people say, I want God to give me money. I say, give me 7 scriptures that backs that God will give you money. They don't have one. One. They go to Facebook and Google. 7 scriptures about money verses. Google. If you can't search it, you don't want it. Because when you see it, he said, foreigners would build my house. The Gentiles gave their jewelries to the Israelites. I will bless you in the land that I have given you, and I will bless the works of your hands. Okay? 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 So this is what you have said. What is the promise? Give me Psalm 91. Let me explain something that we close. Every promise the Lord gives to you, He gives you, He teaches you how to get it. Whoever dwells, this one started with explanation. So if you are not dwelling in the presence of, in the house of God, this scripture, this verse is not for you. Just leave it, just jump it. He said, whoever dwells in the shadows of the Most High will rest in the shadows of the Almighty. Will rest. That means when you are resting, you are not walking. There are some spiritual warfare that while you are sleeping, the Lord engages in it. You are watching it as a... Let me share this to you because it will glorify God. I was in a vision of the night, and the spirit came, had wings, came and spread his wing for war with me. And it was a very short battle. I cut off the two wings. It was a short battle. It's by the power of God. I cut off the two wings and kept it, and was calling people to come and see. I woke up, I remember the scripture that he made a public show of them. I said, this is from God. Are you seeing how I interpreted it now? Are you seeing it? Let me tell you this. Build yourself. There are some people that when they sleep, God takes them and takes them to a school in the spirit to teach people. And those people will hear the message and wake up knowing that thing. There are some places, there are some villages where there is no route to get to them. So what God will do is that when you are sleeping, He will borrow your spirit and your soul and take you to them. And when you're in that school in the spirit, you don't know, you don't understand. Have you read the story of Christians in China? They said that they don't allow, even though they don't allow churches in China. So what they do is this. So while they are sleeping, they pray. When they were praying, the pastor will say, this is where we will meet today. An angel of the Lord will appear to every one of them and speak to them where they will meet. And all of them will go to the coven and meet there and pray. No phone call. That is how up to that they live. Underground. If you make call, they will track it. So while they are sleeping, they will dream. And in that dream, they will get a direction of where to meet. That's how they meet. Some of them have to sleep and attend a spiritual class in the realm of the spirit. And they wake up knowing that class. Who is teaching them? God is taking someone to show there to teach them. Wake up. Time at the wrong. We don't have time. There is more. There is more. There is more. Man of God, you see, it's good to work hard though. But I tell you the truth. If you pray well and study well, you might not need to lift anything. The Lord will provide all your needs. Do you know how God will do it? If you are so faithful in your prayers, the Lord will assign a pastor to you. He will say, come, I will make you a personal intercessor for this man of God. And I will make it in the spirit that this man of God will know you. That the man of God will take you as his personal intercessor and pay you. And you see, Daddy Williams, Duncan Mighty. Sorry, I said, is it Duncan Mighty? What do they call him? Eh? Duncan Williams. I don't know where Mighty come from. Duncan Williams. You see, he's Apostle Duncan Williams, please. You have to put his title. They said he has personal intercessors that prays for him. These people don't have time for movies and everything. They stay in a place of prayer. Hidden. There the Apostle Simon said that those people that when he entered there, he knew that there's a lot in prayer. That when you bring a paper and you drop in their midst, they cease it. Say, we need peace in Nigeria. They can hold it and they will pray. You will see lights. That's intercessors. These men are sold out to God. Their life is Him. They are like the eunuchs. They are sold out. So if God say, I need 3 hours prayer for you now, they will present their body. 3 hours. So if the Holy Ghost wants to do something in a particular area, He can willingly come because there is a body that is ready to use Him.
Not the one when you come, you say, Holy Ghost, I didn't mark it. I want to sell market. Just leave me now. I want to sell market. You wrestle with him. Die. That's why before we start this journey, we died. Prayer. Sermons, books, study. Get teachings and listen to them. After you are done listening to this teaching, go back and get it and listen to it. I listened to one Apostle Robo's message. I listened to it to close to 40 to 50 times. It was about 20 minutes. I was listening over and over. Just like that. I don't know why. I was just listening. When you stop, I played. I was taking my shower. I played it. I was listening to it over and over. And I was drinking from what he carries. May the Lord give you understanding. Are you blessed? Can you be on your feet? Can you begin to speak to God now? Can you begin to make consecrations to the Father? Can you begin to make consecrations to the Father? Can you begin to make consecration now? Can you speak to him? Not just about praying in tongues. Can you speak to him? Can you make an agreement with him now?
Fade away. Only you be seen. Let every other name fade away. Only you be seen.
Don't sing with the choir. Don't sing with them. Just pray.
Let every other name fade away.
You be seen.
Only you be seen.
Let every other name fade away.
Only you be seen.
Let every other name fade away.
Only you be seen.
Let every other name fade away.
Only you be seen.
Let every other name fade away.
Only you be seen. Only you be seen. Only you be seen.
Let every other name fade away.
Only you be seen.
Let every other name fade away.
Only you be seen.
Let every other name fade away.
Sasagi kampo. Only you be seen.
Can you consecrate yourself now?
Only you be seen. 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 Jesus, only you be seen. Only you be seen.
Can you pray now? Begin to pray. Tell him. Consecration. Make decision. It's not a feeling, it's a decision. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And we go. 5 minutes.
your way.